Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We have John Machota coming up at 4 o'clock from The Athletic, longtime Cowboys writer. He'll break it down for you. Right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this one today. This will be the final one, Dawson, for the season. Final breakdown.
Good run, man.
Yeah, it was.
This might have been your finest season yet.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Not only were the breakdowns of the teams and where they were strong and where the Cowboys could match up with them, but the referee calls that you were making well. Unbelievable.
I appreciate that. I just tried to keep everybody updated the best I could. Stuff was studied when I was involved with the pro personnel department with the Cowboys. It's funny. I'll throw something out there real quick about we got the draft show coming up. Man, I'm so really happy about it. I know Zach is going to be on again with us this year. The draft show. I take such pride in that. It's one of my favorite things that I do. I love the work here. I love the star and the stuff. The work I've been doing with Votch and stuff. But I do love with Zach and I have the opportunity with the draft show with DallasCowboys.com, and that's going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So make sure you're
Tomorrow.
Yeah, show tomorrow. But make sure too, like in I know Dawson, you're really good about this too. When you get ready to start talking the draft, we'll talk the draft. We'll have this thing covered.
I think we're doing that coming up in an hour.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I like we're doing there, but
I know you want my thoughts on the individual offensive linemen's running game stuff.
I think that it's funny, when I used to work with Kavanaugh, he was my wide receivers guy. I think you could be my offensive line guy.
Yeah, but only the running game part. That's all I can do.
The running part? Okay, well, good.
I'll give you the back pedal on the corners as
well. Okay. Well, you're going to have your hands full with these offensive linemen this year. Nice. So I just want to let you know that just right off the jump. So. But we can use your expertise. But yeah, make sure that we got you covered for the entire
footwork specialist.
That's what we need.
Yeah, we all need that footwork specialist. But yeah, we will have you covered not only on this station but on all the platforms that we're on. So we're really excited.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, the Cowboys thing starts tomorrow, right? With you and everybody.
Yeah, exactly. There's
.com.
It's amazing the work that we get to do, the partnership that we have with the Dallas Cowboys.
And heck of a crew.
It is, and it's funny, we got. But seven guys, so we're all going to have to rotate through.
Wow.
I mean, it's got
some
lot.
Days off, actually.
Well, actually, yeah, no days off.
Well, Brian's the godfather, so Brian's going to stay on every show, but the rest of us will rotate.
Yeah, we'll figure it all out.
This man a new cat.
It will be fun. Thank you very much. All right, the final one on the game from yesterday. I want to go through the Parsons sacks, if I could start with that one right off the jump. By the way, I said it earlier, Mike Zimmer, I thought, had a really good plan against Daniels. The two times that they met this year, you know, if I'm a team that's playing the Commanders, kind of get some ideas watching
good scheme.
That. Got some good scheme work. And Daniels, on his first sack, Daniels actually has a couple of options here that he's got. He could throw. They run the first play of the game. They run a hitch with McLaurin, and they run a hitch with Brown on the outside, and he takes neither. And I don't know what he was really looking at. I mean, just take the snap, throw the ball, and, you know, get your 6-7 yards and move on. But there was a little bit of hesitation there. And what happens is that Osa was a big reason why that Parsons was able to get home, because he wins off the snap, and he's first to Daniels, but he can't bring him down in the pocket. And this is where Parsons wins against Coleman, the left tackle. We talked about this last week. There's going to be a couple different spots. Coleman, the rookie left tackle, was going to be a spot where you could maybe make some hay. And the Cowboys did that with Parsons. He's able to circle around him. You know, Coleman kind of gets him off balance. Parsons does a great job of just kind of circling around him. And then he's able to capture Daniels as he's trying to go forward before he gets the ball off. Again, I don't know why Daniels didn't throw the hitch, but the pressure got to him. Osa was first there. And then with Parsons to be able to win against Coleman, circling around was the reason why he got the sack. The second sack he had, Parsons is going to line up against Dieter, their center. And he's a backup center. There's no Biotis in this game. And this guy had some problems in the Atlanta game when he went in. And so I kind of figured, okay, here we go. They're going to hunt matchups. Well, they hunted a matchup here. And the center's in trouble right off the bat with Parsons. He tries to extend the left hand. His snapping hand is the right one, so he's trying to extend his left hand to stop Parsons. Parsons doesn't even let him touch him. So there's just no chance there. Parsons is like he's got his body turned, and now it's either the center is trying to reach. He's off balance. Parsons is able to get by him, and then next thing you know, he's on to Daniels, the quarterback there. Now, what's really good about this rush is Robinson, the running back, has to pick up Kendricks on the blitz. So give Kendricks that a boy on the blitz, our buddy Kendricks. He's going to blitz, and Robinson has to step across to go pick him up. So that allows Micah the free run on Daniels, and he's able to get there. So the Cowboys were really, really lucky that Parsons gets the sack here, because once again, Terry McLaurin is running a shallow cross and is wide open. They run a mesh concept, and they lose McLaurin going across the field, and it is going to be a big play. Wow. If Parsons doesn't get home. That ball gets out to McLaurin on the route. It's going up the sidelines, and Dallas is really, really in trouble. So great job by Zimmer on the blitz. Great job by Kendricks helping Parsons. They found the matchup they wanted, and then they got the second sack. Okay, let me talk about the Wilson sack here that they had. This is another good one. This is Carl Lawson, actually. Great hustle by Carl Lawson from the backside. And this forces Daniels, the quarterback, out of the pocket to his right. And Lewis is coming on a blitz as well. And that forces Daniels on the move. So you got
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Lawson and you got Wilson, Lawson, and then also Jordan Lewis all running to go get after the quarterback here. This is excellent coverage. They're playing zone coverage, And this is excellent coverage downfield with everybody picked up. Wilson doesn't get fooled by Daniels, you know, trying to kind of hesitate and maybe, shake him. And then he forces him out of bounds. So really nice job of him getting him. But the coverage was outstanding. The effort by Lawson to force, and then also Lewis coming as a blitz as well. That's what got the movement. That's what got Wilson over there to be able to make the sack. So great job by him. Okay, this is something I want to talk about too. The fourth down run from Marcus Mariota. And then I'll get into some offensive stuff. Zimmer, once again, he dials up the right call here. I mean, he plays the defense the right way here. He gives the right call. The execution of the defense was not where it needed to be. And this is on the rookie here.
Oh, Neyland?
No. This is on Leofau.
Oh, man.
Because what Zimmer does is he sends Parsons on an inside slant. Mm-hmm. So Parsons is free, and Parsons gets to the mesh point where Eckler and Mariota are like connected there. And I mean, he is just a tick away from getting that.
Blowing it up.
Blowing it completely up. Mariota pulls the ball. But the design of the play is when Parsons comes down, Leofau has to fill that,
right,
that hole, that gap that he left. Because he's not, you know, they usually read that off the edge. Mm-hmm. Well, with him going down inside, now Leofau has to replace.
And he didn't.
He went too wide.
That opened up just enough
because if he plays it straight downhill, he's going to meet Marcus Mariota right there at the line of scrimmage. But his path takes him a little wide, and then that's how Mariota was able to squeeze through and get up the field.
Micah was not happy about that.
No, he was not.
Well, it explains why Malik Hooker also is thinking, like, we got it.
Yeah.
He's got the arm up, which is a terrible look for everyone else.
It is crazy to watch from the end zone copy because you're right. He holds the fist up like, yes, we got it. And he's like, oh, my God, I got to go make a tackle. But, yeah, Leofau was just – if Leofau plays that thing straight downhill where he's supposed to be, where he's supposed to replace Micah, ball game. It's going to be a no gain. And because that happened to the Cowboys on third and one, they ran a similar the play right before the fourth down where they took the delay of game penalty. The Cowboys did the same thing. They tried to go read option going to the left. Quinn calls a similar where they filled, but Frankie Louvu filled. But what happened on the play was the awesome Richards got confused which guy he was supposed to get. His responsibility is usually the end, but when the end crashed, he was looking like, whoa, wait a minute, who am I supposed to get? So end crashed, took care of the ball carrier, mm-hmm, or took care of the running back, and then that left, instead of being able to get up the field, Trey Lance to go and get the first down on third and one, he got stopped because they didn't get the block on the outside from Awesome Richards. So if Richards gets that block, maybe we're talking about a Cowboy victory. Maybe it's a first down, but instead it's a fourth down. They get a fourth down play, and then they don't run a play.
I don't know if you could tell by the film or just being there, but everybody cheering was quite loud when Washington won it there with 2 seconds.
Oh,
to
no.
Play
or
whatever. Was that Cowboys fans cheering
as
well?
There was a lot of burgundy. A lot of burgundy there. There was a lot of defense. Mm-hmm. You know, you heard that. So if I could, just let me throw one offensive play on here, if I could. This is the deep shot. Well, I want to break down the Lance play right before half, if I could, real quick. The one that ended up being incomplete. This is honestly a heck of a job by Lance to escape, because he's going to get sacked. I mean, he does a great job of avoiding the sack. The play was poorly blocked from the snap. With Lance, moving to his left, he really can't get himself squared up to make the throw. Now, previous in this drive, he throws a ball too far to the corner to Cooks, who was wide open. Cooks was Cooks was running along the back line to the corner on a route, and that's the one where Lance threw it way too far past the pylon, and it's out of bounds. So the next two plays, ball was trying to be with a little bit more touch to it, and I think that affected Lance in the way he was throwing the ball. But he tries to flip the ball instead of putting something on it, and if he gets it there, it's an easy touchdown. The problem is Dowdle couldn't adjust to it. Dowdle couldn't get his hands underneath the ball. But to be honest with you, it was a great job by Lance just to escape. That's Cooper Rush. To give him an opportunity on the play. Nice. It's unfortunate that they didn't get that done. So
got to give the MVP to whoever decided to not play Cooper Rush yesterday. That would have been my heart was racing there at the end thinking about picking 16th or something.
It's funny that there's people that are kind of torn on that. But to be honest with you, like I said earlier on the thing, Zach and I are going to really dive into this draft. And there's going to be a difference between picking 12th and picking 16th.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a difference there.
I mean, I'm having so much fun just looking at mock drafts now and all the different players that could become available at all kinds of different positions. It's going to be one of the most exciting draft seasons we've had maybe since 2016.
Yep.
Brian, thank you so much.
Krusty's
Corner every afternoon, 3:40. John Mishota of The Athletic joins us as we track this Cowboys story. The Bears reaching out, asking for permission to speak with Mike McCarthy. We'll get the latest on that more next on The Fan.